This is Something Thalassic This Way Comes. Written and read by Tipsy Kitty. The sky was a sharkskin gray, spitting just enough mist to make Ed feel clammy all over, and regret that he'd put on jeans that morning. The new kid was wearing a tiny beret in his hair that was failing to tame an errant golden curl, a turquoise shell that somehow glinted despite the sunless sky. Ed wondered if that was weird enough to go into the Teach Journal. It seemed pretty small compared to all the other weird shit that had been happening lately. He wrote it down anyway. Yesterday, the beret had been an orange porpoise. The day before, a pink octopus. A week ago, Ed hadn't even known Steed to miss him or his dumb hair clips. Now, Ed itched to touch one, steal it, bury it in the dark waves of his own hair. They were sitting on the side of the pier, legs dangling over the choppy surf, watching the fish beach themselves on the sand below. The pier was high enough off the ground the stench hadn't quite reached them yet. While they watched, he tried to think of something Steed didn't delight in with the boundless enthusiasm Ed found mystifying. How could anyone love washing machine hard and Piero Lunaire with equal intensity? Worse, it was starting to rub off on Ed, like the glitter from Steed's sparkly rainbow t-shirts that kept showing up on Ed's skin. Teaches were not boundlessly enthusiastic. They were fatalistic and irritable, and spent their free time scrying tide pools and ashtrays, looking for signs of the deep god's return. Not that that took much effort anymore. Ed could hardly leave his house without being smacked in the face by an ill omen. It really cheapened the whole long line of augurs mystique. "You think everything's amazing," Ed said, picking at the chipped black polish on his thumbnail. "You think hot dogs are amazing?" "Hot dogs are amazing," Steed said. "There's no way they should taste as good as they do. It's like alchemical." Ed ducked his head to hide a smile. "People are just so endlessly inventive," Steed said, as the fish below continued flopping around on the sand. "They invented metallurgy and jalapeno poppers and Sharknado. Also fossil fuels and turducken, Sharknado." He'd been trying to figure out for days now how to tell Steed that the world might be ending kind of soonish, so they maybe shouldn't count on getting to go to the spring formal. Not that Ed had been planning to, anyway. There just never seemed to be a good time. Teachers were just recorders anyway, not harbingers. But the portents were everywhere now, and he was running out of time. Ed said, as he watched a waterspout begin to form about a mile out from shore. "So you know how I have to write stuff down in this book," he said, turning back to Steed, who was watching him with a fond expression. "The Book of Mysteries." "No, gods, what a dumb name." "But yes, a book of mysterious type things, fine." Steed was grinning at him now. His smile seemed wider than before, sharper somehow. "Anyway, so it seems like things might be going even weirder than they already were." Ed glanced back out to sea and faltered. The waterspout was spinning towards the shore, catching every sea creature unlucky enough to be caught in its path. Ed thought he saw a powerful caudal fin thrashing in it, 50 feet or so above the waves. He looked back to Steed, who was smiling at him hopefully. He was doing that silly wave he did with all of his fingers at once, a wave Ed had previously thought only appropriate for giving to toddlers stuck in grocery carts. Ed looked back to the waterspout. It was moving faster than he thought it should be able to, and there was absolutely a motherfucking shark caught up in it, probably more than one.
"Steed?"
he asked. "Surprise!" said Steed, as his waving fingers grew impossibly long, suddenly spilling out of his shoulder socket in a writhing mass of shimmering turquoise tentacles. And gods help him, Ed still thought he was adorable. The end.